AMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Breaking news, what the Fed say?
Oh, breaking news here. We've literally just had the release of the minutes of the most recent Federal Reserve Monetary Policy meeting. So that meeting was a couple of weeks ago, and then they wait a couple of weeks and they release the minutes. And the reason I wanted to talk about this at the moment is there's just so much more attention on these than there would normally be the case. And that's because the sort of future trajectory of interest rates and central bank policy settings are absolutely pivotal to the sentiment around a lot of other asset classes at the moment. And from our point of view, that's just share markets. In other words, the share markets are very sensitive to what's happening on interest rates. So leading into this, three areas, key areas, and this all resonates in New Zealand as well, because they're all the same issues that we're dealing with in the local market. So what was this discussion at the meeting around the tolerance of that inflation overshoot? We know we're getting inflation overshoot in New Zealand, so they're getting it in the US as well. In the US context, what were the discussions and timing of the expected tapering of that current quantitative easing measures, and what was the Fed's view around the risks of having to normalise monetary policy earlier than expected? Very similar issues, Mike. So what have they said? On asset purchases, they're talking about adjusting the assets purchase plan probably a little bit quicker. The various participants saw benefits to reducing the pace of those purchases more quickly or earlier. The economic projection was stronger than in April, and correspondingly, you should see a rapid decline in the unemployment rate. Risks to inflation projections were tilted to the upside because of concerns that supply disruptions and labour shortages may linger for longer and have more persistent effects. So all of that you'd expect to actually see markets move, but we've had spectacularly nothing happen in the last 10 minutes. So the US 10-year Treasury bond pretty much exactly where it was. That rate has actually fallen. It's the lowest we've seen it probably, I think, since February, which is kind of weird. And US share markets, if anything, they've gone up a little bit. So at the moment, they're sort of reiterating the fact that these risks are to the upside, but the market's done pretty much nothing.
All right, what about the oil? Where do we go with this?
Right, so we finish on the oil price every day, Mike, and it's one of those real, you know, touch points for people. You stand there, you watch those numbers ticking over on the petrol pump, until that day, of course, when we're all plugging in those battery cars every night, aren't we? Now, we have highlighted the recent increase, and if you need reminding, Brent crude in US dollar terms, the recent low was back in October last year, $37, $37.46. And we've seen that it's steady, inexorable climb sort of peaking recently over above $77. So what's going on behind the scenes? Well, we've had a whole sort of week of negotiations and talks, and this is OPEC Plus, so that's the original OPEC members, the original 15 members, plus 10 other ones. So you've got Russia, Kazakhstan, Mexico in there. So the dispute is being reported as being primarily between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And the crux of the issue appears to be the UAE digging their heels in and making its approval of OPEC Plus adding more supply contingent upon the whole group acknowledging that the UAE's baseline for the previous cuts was too low. In other words, it wants to be allowed to produce more oil. Now, the actual outcome of this isn't exactly clear, Mike. This is the thing, because one potential outcome of all this is that the production deals all dissolve. And at the moment, the assumption is production for August will be at the same level as July, so no increase. And that's at the same time as inventories are being brought down and demand is coming back strongly. So they've got US drivers out there. They're all wanting to get in some and drive their cars around. But if the production agreement actually dissolves, Mike, and everyone goes doing their own thing, you actually could perversely see more supply. Mm. So at the moment, there's quite a bit of indecision and uncertainty around where they actually land on those talks.
All right, good insight. What are the numbers?
Right, at the moment, Dow Jones up 78 points, 34,655. The S&P 500, 4359, up 16. That's about 0.38%. And the NASDAQ, 14,677. Just in positive territory, up about 13 points now as we speak. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 50, 7151, 0.71%. The Nikkei, 28,366. Fell 276 points, about 1%. Shanghai Composite, 3553, up 23. The ASX 200 gained 65 points yesterday, 7326, just under 1% gain there, so nice one for the Aussies. The NZX 50 down 11 points, 12,747. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar against the US, 0.7017. 0.9375 Aussie, 0.5945 Euro, 0.5086 pounds, 77.66 yen. Gold has tipped over $1,800, $1,803.56. And Brent crude, as we speak, down $1.20, $73.33.
You have a good one. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz and Andrew Kelleher.